Speaking of the Diamondbacks, time for our weekly listener appreciation. We have San Francisco Giants versus the Arizona Diamondbacks, Friday, August 16th, first pitch at 6:40 p.m. And here's the best part about these. It comes with a parking pass, which is makes all the difference in the world downtown, being able to park and walk the skyline right into the stadium. Text to 411-923, the question in our weekly email newsletter, what is the topic of the month for August? It's in our home maintenance calendar. You can look at August and see it right there on the first page, the bold word. Pretty easy. We just spent an hour talking about it. Yeah, text to 411-923, and we'll pick a random right winner at the end of this programming segment. This is Game 57, San Francisco Giants versus Arizona Diamondbacks, Friday, August 16th.
Very good. You know, in our handyman tip of the week, we talk about looking through whatever area you're using as your study area. Maybe it's your little home office area. It was the area I was talking about earlier about making sure it's good and secure. One of the things, I mean, Romy, when you want to go into a space and get the most amount of work done and create the best environment to concentrate on a particular task at hand, have you thought through on a personal level what you like in that room?
In my own home? Yeah. I don't think I've had the time to do that.
Yeah.
The last 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah, you're... I think your home space had a crib moved in it. But, you know, at my office or at the study area at home, you know, one of the things I know I want, I want family pictures. I want to see things that I can just take little refreshing breaks from the task at hand. You know, if I'm diving down into budgets and numbers and all of that, I like to be able to just sit back and I love the digital scrolling picture frames, and I've got one digital scrolling frame almost for every child that I have. So each family has a different frame, and I can just watch those flip and flip and flip, and that's really helped me getting back into real steady time of getting things done. And you just have to think about what. What do you want to surround yourself with in that personal study that's not going to be so distracting? It's going to keep you from getting work done, but that allows you little mini breaks. And the other thing I like is lots and lots of natural light. I like the light just pouring in from all directions. So a lot of people have an internal bedroom picked up as that space. And they have a hard time sometimes getting as much light as they'd like to because it's only at the, you know, the window on the outside wall. But solar tubes and skylights are a great way to bring light in. And I know a lot of people who are nervous or leery about skylights because they think, well, that's just one more hole in my roof that has a possible potential of someday leaking. But I can tell you, a skylight put in correctly is about as leak-proof as anything you can get. And it may have been the case 40 years ago when we started bringing skylights in and installing more and more. We had a little bit of a learning curve to go through, and there were some leak problems with some of them. But installed correctly now, a skylight doesn't offer any more increased opportunity for your roof to leak than if it didn't have a skylight at all. So don't be afraid of skylights. So there's just a couple of a few tips about creating your own work environment, and we'll get back to a few more. We've got Rick on the line who also has another question about his electric bill.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. As we take a call, it's a perfect opportunity to get on the line if you've got a question on your home, castle, or cabin. Good morning, Rick.
Yes, Rosie. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
Yeah, I listen to your program every Saturday, and I know you're you heard about this over and over. You're big on Super Cool.
Yeah.
But anyway, I live in a 1,600 square feet manufactured home, and I just got my bill from SRP stating that because I pay $123 on a budget plan every month,
okay.
And I just got a bill.
Okay, hold on.
The next 3 months.
Hold on, Rick. You brought up a couple things, manufactured home, SRP, that I want to go to in a little bit more detail. What vintage modular home is it? How old is it?
It's going to be 30 years old.
Okay.
Right. And is it dual energy?
Well, yes. I have dual pane windows. I got shade screens. I got blinds.
So you've done.
I got a new air conditioning unit.
You've done some upgrading from the original home then.
It was basically almost when I moved in.
Okay.
I did some upgrading.
Okay.
And then my roof is painted with the that coat, white coat on there.
Yeah. Okay.
Then I got ceiling fans.
Do you have gas?
Go ahead.
Does it do any of your appliances?
No, sir, total electric.
Okay. Hang tight. We'll continue the conversation after bottom of the hour news. We can do a lot, but we can't stop the clock. We'll be back with Rick and Mesa and your questions, along with our weekly home maintenance how-to right here at Rosie on the House.